Ho ho ho, welcome back to our podcast. This is Regan.
This is Mahima.
This is Edirne.
Ashley.
Today we're talking about where we've been for the past couple of months.
It's been more than a couple. Has it?
Has
when
it?
Was our last episode?
Summer.
A few.
Hi!
Okay, so the thing that's been taking up most of our time is the college app process because we are all seniors. So, she is. So the process was mostly a lot of essay writing.
I kind of enjoyed it though.
Right, but that's because editing.
No, like just like writing, like because like you're never gonna see those people. I don't know. We might be like we might see our college. Like we're never gonna see them. Like we could be like in Target and they read our essay and we would never know. So it's like I don't know.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Is it really?
Thanks for bringing that up.
My pleasure. Wait, actually, at my they say wait,
not a Chick-fil-A worker.
No, I was like the Shake Shack thing is herd. Like we say herd. It's like we're herd? Like sheep. Like no, like we like let's say I'm gonna take out the trash. Herd. It like it's so Californian.
Wait, you just say herd? Like you just yell herd and leave?
Herd.
Yeah. You just say herd and go about your business. Herd. It's so weird. Like, you'd be perfect, but don't go there. Wait, my name's not Edirne for legal purposes.
Okay, moving on. Okay, so we have gotten into some colleges, and...
Let's talk about Ashley first.
So, Ashley, you want to talk about what you've been through for college?
College.
Sure. So, basically, I've been spending a lot of my time working on college recruiting, which is why, if you guys remember in one of the older podcasts, I didn't say if I wanted a bigger school or a smaller school, because for recruiting purposes, I decided to keep it discreet, and it actually ended up being relevant.
And then do you want to talk about when you made your decision?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm proud of it. Okay. I committed to University of Illinois to run track.
And where? Which university?
Oh, Urbana-Champaign.
Thank you.
So I'm super excited about that. You know, that's a hint for you all to come watch my track meets. Wink. You know, if you guys get the and yeah, I was super excited about it. I had a signing day with like five. Well, I had five hats, and I got to pick which one I was going to. So it's kind of a little bit of a show, and it was super fun. And all three of them were there, so I really enjoyed it. And there were cupcakes.
The cupcakes were very nice.
Yeah.
I put stickers on all of those. That took a lot of time. Oh, and I ended up applying to a whole bunch of colleges that I really didn't need to apply to because I already signed my letter of intent. So that was a complete waste of time. So I guess it's a good problem, but I was like,
waste of time. Is that how I feel to you? Is that how you feel about me?
Okay, so next you're going to talk about how Edirne just applied to like 5,000 colleges in 2 days.
Yeah. But it was worth it. I don't even know. Wait, I had to pull it up because like I don't know.
You really did apply to a lot of colleges.
Okay. So, wait, maybe I should open the Common app first. Mahima, where did you apply?
Okay. I applied to
Wait, you know by heart?
No.
Oh.
I'm just thinking. Okay, so I applied to some schools in Illinois and then some out of state. So, some Illinois ones that have been accepted into so far is Loyola and DePaul.
For what?
I'm applying for business administration / business management. So those are in state, and then I also applied to UIUC, and then I didn't get anything yet from that. And then UIC, which I've gotten into. And then, out of state, I applied to Penn State, which I got into.
Yes.
And did then, you finish Cornell?
Featured applicant.
Yeah. We'll talk about ZU later.
Yeah, and then on, in Indiana, I got into Indiana, and then...
No, in Indiana, I got... I'm sorry, I'm the slow.
And then, I applied for some, like, reaches, like the Ivy Leagues that have a business ones. So, yeah, I haven't really decided where Ashley I wanted to go yet, but yeah.
I think she just has an itch.
Pause. You got into Kelly?
Yeah.
I didn't know that!
Okay.
I only knew about, like, IUPUI and, like,
you want to see the counselor or whatever? You want to see a picture of the Kelly counselor? picture.
Oh!
The picture.
Okay, yeah.
We'll send her a picture later. Okay. It's funny. He looks kind of funny. I'm sorry.
Okay, so, yeah, so those is the bleh. Those are the colleges that I've applied to so far. I'm still waiting on, like, you know, responses, and, yeah, I have to visit some to see if I actually like it.
If they even let us with the Omicron stuff.
Yeah.
Reagan, where did you apply?
I have a whole list of
Okay. So, I applied to Barnard College for Biology, Case Western Reserve University for Chemical Engineering. I applied to SEET Michigan for, for Computer Engineering. I applied to DePaul for Biology because they didn't have engineering. I applied to Fordham for Engineering Physics. I applied to Hofstra for Bioengineering, Houghton for Applied Sciences, Houghton College for, for Applied Sciences, so it's basically, like, their engineering stuff. Okay, I applied to Howard for Chemical Engineering, Loyola for Bioengineering, NYU for Chemical Engineering, NIU for Biomedical Engineering. I didn't even know they offered.
I didn't know you applied to Indiana.
No, not Indiana, NIU.
Oh, NIU, okay.
Are you saying I can't speak English?
No,
yes. You are. I can't.
No, I just can't hear you.
You know what? I can't speak English now. I applied to Northwestern for biological sciences, but I want to concentrate in molecular biology. What did I say? Biological sciences. Oh, yeah, okay. Because, like, my brain, I only registered sciences, so I only told you guys I applied for sciences, and so my brain is like, that's not right.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay. It's
agreeing with you.
I still got some more schools. Syracuse for Chemical Engineering, Tulane for, I think, Chemical Engineering, UChicago for Biological Sciences, and then Urbana for Chemical Engineering. But then, I'm not done.
She's cheering, because that's where she's going.
I'm cheering. Urbana-Champaign is the best school.
Yeah, I actually know it is. But, like, Chemical Engineering isn't even in Granger or whatever. It's
Granger?
Just... Yes, no. I just take classes there, but it's, like, not there. Like, they don't associate. This is segregation. You're going for bioengineering. But I've been accepted into Loyola, DePaul, Houghton, C Michigan, NIU, Hofstra, Fordham, and Case Western, and I've been rejected from Columbia University, obviously. But the thing is, I haven't been...
No, obviously.
But I got deferred from Tulane and UChicago, and their acceptance rates are, like, pretty low, so it's understandable. But, yeah. Okay, Reagan?
No.
Why'd you say it like that? Come on.
I applied to Eastern Illinois, Bradley.
Oh, you applied to Bradley? For what?
Animation.
Really? You're gonna be what's her name? Crystal? Crystal, yeah.
We can't say... That's fine.
I'm not gonna say her last name.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because Chick-fil-A doesn't like her last name.
Personal information!
Okay,
you didn't get it.
I applied to Eastern Illinois, Bradley, Purdue, Michigan State, UC Davis, mm-hmm. UC LA. One of the other Illinois schools.
Urbana?
No.
UIC?
Oh, I have to do that one. I still have a lot to do. Like, I have to do UIC and Urbana.
And you're making fun of me? You really sounds kind of wrong.
It is not. I said, like, 5 schools.
No. Bradley, Eastern.
Bradley, Eastern. Purdue. Michigan State.
UCLA, UC Davis. That's 10 schools.
This is 6.
Okay, anyway.
I can't really remember the other ones.
Because they're irrelevant.
They're not really... No, because I don't... Because
you didn't apply to them yet.
They're not
going to
send you a sticker.
Yeah.
No.
Because Reagan is very much procrastination.
Anyway, guys. I got into Michigan State, Bradley, Eastern Illinois... I applied to Indiana. Which one are you going to?
University.
I applied to Indiana State.
Wait,
and
I
don't
get the Indiana school system. So, like,
I don't get it either.
What does that mean?
Then who's gonna answer my question?
I'll get it once I get
Maybe
there.
Ashley understands.
Ashley,
finish your question.
No, well, I don't even know how to structure it. Because, like, there's, like, Illinois, we have, like, SIU, then we have, like, the U of I's, but that's only, like, Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana. And we have, like, all these other schools. But, like, you're, like, what's the difference between, like, University of, like, Indiana and, like, PIPU? Like, what is it? What's the difference?
Oh, those are just different campuses for those.
That's so weird.
Like, those two are different.
That was not my stomach, guys.
It's, no. Like, a different campus, but it's combined with Purdue.
Wait, so they just have, like, so, you, what do they call you guys? Because I know it's the Hoosiers, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the Hoosiers. So, is it, like, wait, I forgot.
Oh, like, the master? I have
no idea. No, I forgot. I forgot my question. I was on to something.
Wait, oh, I think I want to go to school for animation. I think. Not very sure. But Mahima is forcing me to go to school for animation.
And then, I am not forcing and then, you.
And then I, she said, I don't like animation, then I have to do business.
I
And I said, okay.
Mahima, that's not...
No, she is using my words that I did not even say.
Reagan, you know what you
I
should do?
I told her. Hold on. No. I told her that she has to choose a major so she can apply to colleges. She chose animation, but she was like, I'm not sure if I want to do that. So then I told her that she should take some classes, like, also, like, on the side, so that she can figure out if she likes it. And I told her business is an option, and also veterinary studies is an option. So,
Mahima put my essay into her Grammarly on her computer, and I had very many errors.
That's foul.
And though. I spent it, and I sent it to, like, 5 or 6 schools. I got into those schools, but the essay was really bad. Just the grammar part, but not like words, like...
They're
like,
just so good that they probably didn't even have to read
it. Yeah. They were like, smart.
Yes.
Wait, Regan, did you apply to DePaul?
Yeah.
Did you say that
because
earlier?
Because Mahima made me. Huh?
Because who made you?
I didn't make her. It was on her list. Because
DePaul is, like, really good for that stuff.
Animation?
Mm-hmm.
Some lady was telling me that today. Not
is
some
that
lady.
I'm not a lady, Reagan.
Not you.
I see what you mean. But, don't take business. Take computer engineering.
I think it would be kind of cool to, like manage. No, like, I think, like, business management, maybe. I don't want to sell things to people.
Selfish?
She said sell things.
I want to, like, I feel like it would be cool to manage a sports team or something. And I want to hang out with tigers. So.
Wait. the vet thing. Okay.
Yeah.
The U.S. Wait, what's his name? Oh, is his name just the Tiger King? What's his, like, actual name?
I want to meet him, but, like, not in a controversial
way. Are you going to wear underwear? Or are you just going to...
Yes. does he
thing?
Not?
No. That's the only thing he doesn't do, bro. He does not wear underwear.
Never mind. I won't.
I was watching season 2. What's his name? Carol Baskin? She's still alive.
I don't know.
I never watched it.
How is she still alive?
Because they were trying to kill her.
What's their next thingy? Oh. Okay, so...
Why are you kidding me?
The UC schools had, like 4 different essays, and they were all pretty long.
Yeah, that's why, like, it's not because of the essays, it's just too much work. Like, every time I tried to work on a UC application, it was just, like, no. Like, I didn't see the point.
I need Grammarly.
Does Grammarly need you?
No.
No. Okay, yours is the same.
Anyway, guys. Okay. The deadline was November 30th, and I started my essay November...
30th.
I started my first UC essay November 30th, and then it was, like, 11:30 p.m. or something, and then I went to, like, the homepage, and it said that the deadline was pushed back to December 1st, so I stopped everything I was working on and went to sleep.
No!
I remember that
when
they did that.
Why
this was so
that?
Funny. I told totally
it.
Thank you, Ashley.
And then what happened the next day?
Oh my god, my computer started, like, glitching. It was, like, 11:58.
I was talking about school.
What happened at school?
You left school early to go work on your essays.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Didn't
you
I leave school early the first day?
No, but it was also for your essays.
I said I told. No, it was really for the essays. It was. Let's keep that. Let's take it out.
Fluctuate it.
Anyway, guys.
It's like psychology 101, bro. Didn't realize we knew that?
Okay. So, all right, we're gonna go on to another reason why we've been gone. So it's getting used to school again after being online for all of junior year. So, with school came after school activities. So sports and clubs. So that took up a lot of our time and working. Some of us still worked.
Yeah.
So,
No more cross country.
Yeah, so Reagan and I, we were in cross country. Ashley was in golf, and Edna was working a lot. Yes,
I was in cross country.
Yeah.
Too, yes.
So, sports. So.
She was on the attendance list.
Yeah, so sports wise, Ashley, Reagan, and me, I was a sport too. We took. Like, it usually, practice would end, like, around 5:15, and then we'd get home, like, later if we would go to the trainers to take care of our legs. And then Edna, she would be going from school to work, and she would just be at work till, like, super late, like, almost every day. So she just had a lot of things to do. And then...
serving cream twice.
Yeah. So that's basically why... we haven't really been here that much, but yeah. But now we're back. Yeah.
I forgot we can't talk about people, and like I just caught myself because Ashley said golf. I wanted to say something.
Oh.
But I stopped myself. Okay. Ashley is distracting. Girl, we can't see you in the podcast. So I'm just like silent.
Okay. So. Now, like a completely new topic. So, all right. So our next section that we're gonna talk about is our New Year section. Cause now it's the 23rd.
So I work, so I know what New Year's is.
New Year's is in about a week.
It's not in about a week. It's in a week.
Really?
Hey.
Hey, leave me alone.
Okay. So, yeah, so we were going to talk about some things for the New Year's, like what we're excited for, what we're scared for, maybe some resolutions. So, yeah, Ashley's going to go first.
Yeah, so for me, I would say for the New Year, I'm really hoping that the basketball season and track season goes well. I'm excited for senior night for basketball. Because we've done so many senior nights now. I've done so many that I'm kind of excited for my own. But I'm a little bit scared because I haven't not played basketball since third grade. So I don't really know how that's going to feel.
I'll play basketball with you at Urbana tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. But I'm also excited for fate for track. I really, really hope that goes really well. I'm also excited to graduate and, you know, do all of that sort of fun stuff in the summer in between our first college year and our last high school year. I'm really excited for that because not as many restrictions. Yeah. We're not really, there's no connection between the years of schooling. So we're just getting ready for college after that, which I'm super excited for. Yeah. And then move-in day and all that sort of stuff to start college practices. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's super scary. Like, I'm just thinking real fun.
But it's fun. It's like a new chapter.
I want a large bed.
Yeah.
One of those high ones.
See, me and that wouldn't go good, because, like, I feel like I'd break something. Fall off. Yeah. If I could get one.
Don't people get ottomans, right?
Yeah.
To jump on, yeah.
I'm kind of excited to shop. If I stay in-state, then I get to do all my shopping in person. Instead of, like, shipping it, and then, like, doing the shopping in, like, a Target I'm not familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, Targets are, like, they're not,
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They have nice clothes now.
Yeah, but like, I was trying to buy a sweater for my mom, but then I didn't.
So, for me, I am excited for graduation, for sure. I'm excited for college. I'm just excited to do something different than what we've been doing for the past 4 years. Yeah. But, like, I do enjoy school to an extent. But, I do. But I think I'll like it when, like, especially in college, how you can pick your courses, like, mm-hmm. after 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I think it'll be nice to, like, wake up later than 6. Yeah. And then, obviously, I'm scared for the exact same reasons, that it's, like, the end of high school and the starting of college and all that stuff. I don't really have any resolutions. Yeah, to, as Reagan is suggesting, that we're gonna, work out more, get swole, cause, you know, cross country doesn't allow me to get,
gluteus maximum.
Yeah, so yeah, cross country, maximum. You know, gets rid of everything.
Yeah.
So, trying to get swole.
Track is gonna bring it back.
Yes, with our strength. So, yeah, I guess that could be a oh, you know what? Drinking water.
No, because why is there like a big water bottle in my car today?
Right. I have a 34 ounce water bottle, and I usually don't even drink the whole thing in a day, but I want to be able to drink like.
It spills on the floor.
I want to be able to drink like.
You need a gallon chug jug.
No, but then I'm just going to carry it around and I won't drink any either way.
Yeah, you will, because it's 8 pounds.
I guess.
You know what?
So yeah. I guess that's my things for the New Year's.
I'm excited for college, I guess. I think I would be more excited if I knew exactly where I wanted to go and exactly what I wanted to do, even though I'm going for animation, I'm pretty sure. But I'm excited to go and, like, I want to decorate my room. I want to meet my roommate.
That, yes.
That's what I want to do. But I don't know. I think I'm just excited for something new. I'm scared that I'm not going to like where I'm going. Like, yeah. The environment, I think.
Making friends? Like, I like making friends to an extent. You know? Because you get sick of the new friends, you're like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have any good friends to turn back to me.
Right.
I'll become friends with professors.
It's like, yeah, no, it's like you don't have your comfort people anymore.
Yeah.
I'll have my drama.
Yeah.
And then resolutions, gain a gluteus maximus.
Girl, to war with the seat, what? Okay.
That's kind. Oh, I want to stop procrastinating. That's for second semester. I haven't checked my first semester grades yet, because
same.
I'm kind of scared. My Infinite Campus notifications have been off since sophomore year.
Mr. Boy.
Yes. Anyway, I think.
Were you looking at him?
No, he was. I don't think he saw me. He was looking somewhere else.
Yeah, probably a different corner.
He was like 7 feet away.
Him and I have beef now.
Do not
start.
No.
Is it the blanket?
Not even the blanket too. We have a lot of beef now, cause like I'm not gonna know. Cause okay. So things I'm looking forward to. It's like college. I don't know, because like now, it's like second semester, and like senioritis is like, it's
in
every, yeah, it's an actual thing, because like, if you think about it technically, like even if you like actually like invest yourself in school, like why are you doing that? Because it's not going towards your diploma. Well, I guess for some it is, if you like flunked like the
other
years. Yeah,
as long as you don't fail.
Yeah. And then, like, it's not going towards your degree, but however, in college, I guess your freshman year really doesn't count either, because it's all your prereqs and stuff, and it's not really, like, classes towards your major. But it's still, you have, like, that motivation. But, like, I don't know. I know what I want to do, but I don't know what I want to do. But it would help if I could see 2 years into the future.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because I want to know where I'm going to go. Because I think I want to stay in state. But only if I go to, like, Urbana or UChicago, you know? If not, I'll go to NYU. Because I didn't know their acceptance rate was, like, 20%.
Did you get anything back from them yet?
No. Okay. I have to do the self-reported
thing, too. Yeah.
But, like, 20%, like, that's, like, kind of, it's high now.
NYU?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really have any resolutions. Maybe, like, not prior, like, I think, like, working at Starbucks is just going to be better for me mentally. I don't know. I think I'll make, like, because I'll be working with Daniela.
That's good.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, I don't like just hearing myself talk. Someone, like, react.
Okay, sounds good. So. Yeah, Reagan used to work at Starbucks.
Yeah,
so.
I'll just...
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
The workers, like, are nice.
Yeah, but Reagan's Starbucks was, like, different, though.
Yeah.
Yours is, like, an actual...
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's probably gonna be more busy. Busier.
Mm-hmm. That you should have... But, like, we'll figure it out later. And, like, I don't know. I don't really have any, like... self, like, I want to find a gym buddy, because no one wants to go to the gym with me.
I'll come when we don't have practice.
Yeah, but, like, masked. No. But, like, I don't know, because, like, I'm not going to go during, like, the track season. Maybe winter running, but, like, not track. But
if you come to winter running.
I'm coming. I told him that I was coming, so I'm coming. What? Okay.
Yeah, never mind. Okay.
Okay, but I want a gym buddy. Because, like, I went to... Because I stopped going to the gym. Because I've been, like, working at, like, school and stuff. And I went back. And, like, you know, like, how it's everybody that wants to, like, get fit for, like, New Year, New Me type shit? So, like, the gym is, like, really busy with, like, wrong type of people.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It's so,
always busy during New Year.
Yeah, so I don't like it. And I went back for the first time. And, like, I wanted to cry. But I needed to work out.
Do you see people from school?
Too many people from Schaumburg, and they recognize me, too. This is from middle school, and they just keep looking at me. And it's so bad.
Did they say hi?
I didn't like them in middle school. They say hi.
Shout out to whoever those people were.
We're not going to be, nope. I think I have them on Instagram. Are you saying I'm too loud?
No, I just want to be able to hear Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Ashley.
That's basically what we have for this episode, and we just wanted to jump in and say what our plans for the podcast is in the future. So now that our college applications are mostly done, and they'll be done by January for sure. Yeah.
You don't know me.
By next month. Well, January, the deadlines are usually in January, so...
They're like the beginning of January, though.
So we gotta be done with them by then, so... We're thinking that we're gonna have some more time, and then hopefully we can post monthly. Do not hold us to that degree, but we are going to try our...
Well, cause we're gonna see him, like, every day.
We're gonna what?
Our number one fan?
I guess
we're... Oh. Okay, so, yeah, we're planning hopefully monthly at least, and then once it becomes summer, maybe even towards the end of senior year when, like, there's not really that much stuff to do, maybe we can do
bi- Oh, there'll be stuff to do.
We'll see.
But we're gonna be at these weird lunches and stuff.
We can what?
We're gonna be at these weird lunches and stuff for school.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
What stuff?
You know, like the senior staff.
I thought you were talking about stuff that we do by, like, ourselves, like the seniors, like, doing stuff. Like
that too.
Do we have senior thingies?
Yeah.
We have senior events.
But nobody's ever told us about any senior events. Yeah. I don't get it.
Do you want to do drugs?
I know.
Yo.
Senior ditch day, anyone?
Yeah,
what are we
for
gonna
sure.
Do, though?
Not the NHS captain.
You didn't hear that from me.
So. Please. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So hopefully we post more in the summer.
I
and
need
then...
not putting those wings on.
And then we'll be, we are going to talk about, like, college is a different story. So once we go to college, we'll have to
By the time we, like, make our podcast, no, February.
Yeah, so we're going to have to find a different, like, way to post. But We'll get it by then. So, yeah. That's all.
See.
Okay.
Gutenberg. Was it Gutenberg or gluten? What was the thing that you said? No, what is it?
Guten Morgen?
Oh. Okay, anyway. I'm gonna say hi. Okay.
So that's all that we have for this episode today. Thank you for listening. Bye!
Oh my gosh, I forgot.